Welcome to today's episode, where we delve into the intricate world of cybersecurity, spotlighting recent developments from Apple, Google, and CISA, as well as the FBI's latest concerns to unravel how tech giants and government agencies are confronting evolving digital threats to safeguard user privacy and critical infrastructure. In recent Apple news, several security issues have emerged, raising concerns about user privacy. An undisclosed HomeKit flaw exploited by Cellebrite has targeted journalists in Serbia, with Amnesty International reporting its use in spyware attacks against local iPhone users. Users have also reported suspicious account code messages. It is important to secure your Apple account by reviewing security settings and enabling two-factor authentication. A recent TikTok trend incorrectly suggested that AirDrop could be used to steal Apple Pay information, but these claims have been debunked by Apple Insider and security experts as misinformation. Users should remain skeptical of such online security trends. Apple has made strides in protecting users from spyware by implementing notifications and partnering with AccessNow for analysis. These efforts highlight Apple's commitment to user data protection, even drawing guidance requests from notable cybersecurity teams. While using iCloud to share holiday photos, users should ensure proper privacy settings to manage and control access to shared albums. Vulnerabilities have been detected in Apple macOS and applications, posing potential security risks. Users are advised to promptly update their systems to protect against threats like information disclosure and privilege escalation. Apple GarageBand and Vision OS users should be aware of vulnerabilities allowing privilege escalation and denial of service attacks, respectively. Additionally, Apple provides guidance on managing tracking apps for users concerned about unauthorized tracking, offering advice on emergency device resets to safeguard personal privacy. Apple does not conduct forensic analyses of spyware themselves, but emphasizes independent verification by referring affected users to external labs. With threat notifications issued during spyware attacks, Apple urges users to take immediate action. These updates reflect Apple's ongoing commitment to user privacy and security in the face of evolving digital threats. Google has announced new AI-driven security enhancements to protect users from scams and phishing attacks. Notably, Chrome features an on-device AI tool to detect scam websites, ensuring browsing data remains local. Gmail's security is also reinforced with advanced AI models aimed at reducing phishing incidents during the holiday season. Additionally, Google is alerting users about cyber threats such as malware and phishing scams linked to Google Calendar and Drawings. In response to privacy concerns, Google will update Android's privacy dashboard. However, the UK's watchdog has criticized Google for risky ad tracking technologies, emphasizing ongoing privacy debates. There is an increasing risk of scammers using Google platforms for fraud, resulting in financial losses, including a case of a $500,000 cryptocurrency phishing scam. Google is also working to protect elections from foreign influence by enhancing its news services and cybersecurity measures. Switching focus to Microsoft, serious security vulnerabilities have been found in various products like Windows, Teams, and 365. CISA has mandated federal agencies to promptly patch these vulnerabilities and strengthen cloud security. Microsoft is advocating for passwordless authentication by encouraging users to adopt passkeys and is eliminating weak passwords to enhance security. They are also tackling the rise in phishing attacks through Microsoft Teams linked to threats like Darkgate malware. In development tools, researchers have detected malicious extensions in the Microsoft VS Code repository, underscoring a threat to developers. Overall, both Google and Microsoft are actively addressing security challenges, with Google boosting AI defenses and Microsoft pushing for stronger security frameworks and quick vulnerability patches to protect global users. CISA has issued a series of critical updates to enhance cybersecurity across various sectors. After the SALT Typhoon hack, the agency stresses the need for phishing-resistant multi-factor authentication and secure messaging apps, particularly for high-target individuals and government officials. This urgency stems from vulnerabilities in U.S. telecom networks that expose sensitive communications to foreign espionage, prompting a call for encrypted messaging to prevent data breaches. Simultaneously, CISA is directing federal agencies to strengthen their cloud security by adopting specific configurations based on new guidelines and lessons from the SolarWinds incident. These directives include warnings about potential fraudulent activities by North Korean IT workers in the U.S. and highlight an expanding threat landscape, including the Hiatus Rat campaign. A joint alert with the FBI accentuates these concerns. Additionally, CISA has released a draft of an updated National Cyber Incident Response Plan for public feedback to improve responses to large-scale cyber attacks. The agency has also issued advisories for vulnerabilities in BeyondTrust and other software, which are added to its known exploited vulnerabilities catalog to support mitigation. CISA is also focusing on cybersecurity risks to water system interfaces with the EPA and has introduced 8 new industrial control systems advisories. These efforts demonstrate CISA's commitment to protecting critical infrastructure and maintaining robust cyber incident response strategies. Looking ahead, CISA's 2025-2026 International Plan aims to address global cybersecurity challenges, emphasizing the role of private companies in safeguarding critical infrastructure. The agency continues to advocate for more secure communication practices across public and private sectors to strengthen its defensive posture. The FBI has raised concerns over cybersecurity threats affecting technological and aviation sectors. They have issued warnings about the Hiatus Rat malware, which targets webcams and DVRs, especially those from Chinese brands like Xiaomi and Hikvision. Users should disconnect these devices from networks to prevent unauthorized access. In personal communication, the FBI advises Apple and Android users to be cautious with rich communication services, RCS, messaging, due to its lack of end-to-end encryption. There is a risk of interception by hackers, particularly those affiliated with the Chinese government. Americans are encouraged to use messaging apps with strong encryption for secure communications. There have also been incidents of pilots being targeted with lasers, mistakenly linked to drone sightings, which pose serious safety risks. The FBI warns against this practice and advises New Jersey residents not to shoot down drones following a rise in sightings. The FBI has arrested a man in Virginia suspected of plotting an attack on the Israeli consulate in New York, underlining its ongoing counter-terrorism efforts. Meanwhile, despite a rise in UFO sighting reports, the FBI states these do not pose national security risks and continues to investigate these occurrences. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next week for our riveting cybersecurity episode. Stay safe and stay connected.